Good afternoon. My name is Cammy Monarch. I have the privilege and responsibility of serving as the CNO for San Juan Regional Medical Center. I have been in that role since June 20th, 2022. I have to say my first days at San Juan Regional Medical Center have been even better than I'd anticipated. The community has warmly embraced me as well as the staff at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I have to say that the patient population that we serve is also quite gracious and look forward to the coming not only months but maybe years and decades of being able to work at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I do know though that there are challenges in front of us. In my mind, first and foremost, it has to do with recruitment and retention of mission-minded, committed patient care givers. And we're going to keep pedal to the metal, so to speak, on our recruitment efforts. Our talent acquisition team is working really hard to reach out to not only local applicants, but also regional, national, and international applicants. And we're looking at doing international recruitment from 2 international search firms in order to get international colleagues to San Juan Regional Medical Center to help us stand beside the bedside of patients. We're going to continue our residency program for graduate nurses. So if you know someone who's going to be graduating with their registered nursing degree, associate degree, or baccalaureate degree, we'd love to have them consider San Juan Regional Medical Center as their first place of employment. I've said before that we're going to continue our efforts to recruit international colleagues to San Juan Regional Medical Center and to the community in Farmington. We're also going to begin to really promote new opportunities for licensed practical nurses, paramedics, and EMTs in the inpatient environment at San Juan Regional Medical Center. LPNs are going to be joining us in medical surgical environments, in perioperative environments, as well as in the emergency department. Paramedics and EMTs are going to be invited to join us not only in our air care and EMS departments, but in our emergency department and critical care units as well. So if you know paramedics or EMTs that might be interested in a hospital environment, please send them to San Juan Regional Medical Center. We'll take good care of them. We're going to work on prioritizing those departments with the highest vacancy rate so we get positions filled efficiently and close that gap so that we've got 24/7 caregivers ready to care for patients who roll through our doors. We're also going to continue to implement strategies to stem direct caregiver turnover. And this includes, it's not an exhaustive list, but an illustrative list. It includes hardwiring, ongoing resiliency, emotional support, and recovery efforts. We've historically considered those things to be optional, but we're going to really create some formality around those things to make sure we give caregivers an opportunity to reflect and debrief and recover from what we know are traumatic and emotional caregiving experiences that we face. We're going to do that through offering interactions like Operation Lavenders, things that acknowledge what we've been through, as well as the compliments that have come our way in the midst of those trying times. We're also going to be building up our wellness-focused offerings, and we'll be working with our chaplain on those. Another way that we're going to try to stem direct caregiver turnover is to offer flexible schedules so that working at San Juan Regional Medical Center is something that can be done in the midst of meeting family responsibilities, professional development responsibilities, that sort of thing. So we'll be offering 12-hour shifts, 10-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts, and 4-hour shifts. Check those options out. We'd love to talk to you about an opportunity at San Juan Regional Medical Center. We're also going to be working through some potentials relative to weekend programs, staff to actually take care of patients Friday evenings through Monday mornings. More to come on that. We're also modifying our staffing models. Because we're inviting licensed practical nurses, paramedics, and EMTs into our direct care environment, we're going to be moving into more of a team model that seeks to contribute uniquely to the patient care experience and work together to achieve outcomes that patients and their loved ones are excited about. We're going to be augmenting our in-person staffing with some virtual care technology. That's already happening through a number of testing devices, but we've just introduced this week thermal scanning into the patient care environment. That's where we use technology to determine the extent to which a patient who's not ambulatory has skin breakdown or a deep tissue injury below the surface of the skin, and it's not yet broken through. And so excited about what that technology is going to be able to do for our assessment of those situations and our proactive management of those patients with deep tissue injuries. We're also going to be looking at a number of patient monitoring options. We have a wide array of patients who are confused and need some redirection occasionally, and we'll be doing that through virtual monitoring and surveillance. Look forward to that in the future. We're going to also build sustainable entry-level workforce strategy. It's already happening with registered nurses, so stay tuned for other clinical groups as well. We're going to revitalize our professional development and career progression offerings. First and foremost, we're going to extend our RN residency program to 2 years. Certainly, the first year will stay intact, with the second year assisting the new graduate or now registered nurse in their first year to prepare for, take, and pass specialty-specific certification exams. We know that baccalaureate-prepared nurses who are certified in their practice specialty make significant contributions when it comes to decreasing failure to rescue and in-hospital mortality and morbidity. When it comes to recruitment, we're going to be focusing more on the compensation package that San Juan Regional Medical Center offers rather than exclusively talking about hourly rates. We think that makes our message to potential care providers more compelling. We offer a wide array of very competitive benefits and want to be sure that our new recruits know those. In light of the triple-demic impact, and triple-demic, when I say that, I mean with COVID patients, RSV patients, and with patients with influenza, our emergency department is seeing a lot of volume, record-breaking volume for this year so far. And so we're working to make sure there's enough care providers in our emergency department and in our inpatient units, as well as procedural units, to ensure that we've got caregivers to provide for those patients. We've got a number of tactics that we're going to be implementing, and that will go through at least January 7th. So if you have an idea that you might like to come work for San Juan Regional Medical Center in a seasonal capacity, know that we are offering $60 an hour when it comes to our unit PRN positions and then our hospital PRT. That PRT unit is PRN staffing, but we're going to be offering those two groups that are going to be helping us seasonally, and seasonally right now would be through the winter months and through the impact of this triple-demic at $60 an hour. And so contact our talent acquisition team if you have an interest in either of those positions. It would really help us as we meet the demands of daily volume that does vacillate between the 120s to the almost 170s so far. So a lot going on at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm just thrilled to get to be a part of it, work with a wide array of healthcare professionals who care a lot about patients, as well as the staff who stand beside those patients. So come join us if you have an interest in that kind of work environment. We believe that life really is better in San Juan Regional Medical Center. Cami Monarch, Chief Nursing Officer at San Juan Regional Medical Center, hoping you have a great day